It's a key moment for the 16-month federal investigation into the George Washington Bridge Lane closing scandal from September of 2013. It was a scheme devised to punish Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich for not endorsing New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in his 2013 reelection bid. Two indictments have come down in New Jersey, one on Bill Baroni, the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which controls the George Washington Bridge, and the other on Bridget Ann Kelly, former deputy chief of staff to Governor Christie, for their part in the scheme. Also today, David Wildstein, another former Port Authority official, an old friend of the governor, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud and conspiracy against civil rights for his part in the scandal.
Wildstein has admitted the indictment alleges that the traffic study story was a sham, a total fabrication that Baroni, Kelly, and Wildstein created and used to execute their scheme and to cover up their misdeeds and their misuse of public resources.
That's the U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Paul Fishman, speaking at a press conference earlier today. Joining me now is Nancy Solomon, New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor in the studio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Todd.
Why is this literally a federal case?
Well, there are two things going on here. One is it's about the George Washington Bridge, which is owned by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. So those are two states. So now we have possibly a crime being committed crossing state lines. So that would engage a federal prosecutor. But also, the state of New Jersey has a attorney general who is appointed by the governor. There is no elected state attorney general. So there really has been no state investigation of this plot to close the lanes of the bridge for political retribution. It caused the state legislature to go to the federal prosecutor and say, you know, we need your help here.
It seems like the guilty plea from Wildstein today finally gives the lie to the idea that a traffic study ever existed. Is that right?
That is right. It is now patently clear, as was suspected all along, that there wasn't a traffic study, that this was a scheme hatched to punish the mayor. I mean, we saw the texts and the emails after they were subpoenaed by the New Jersey state legislature, and they were pretty clear in terms of attacking Sokolich, the time for traffic problems in Fort Lee email by Bridget Ann Kelly, the deputy chief of staff for Chris Christie, the conversations back and forth between these folks who have been indicted today, talking about the mayor and about the fact that they were, you know, radio silence. They wouldn't answer his calls when he pleaded for 4 days to tell him why there was the lanes were closed and the traffic was backing up into his town and they couldn't get the kids to school. So, you know, these stories unfolded with texts and emails. And today's the first real confirmation that that's what was in their heads. That's what they were really thinking.
Is there anything in today's indictments and all these accusations that says that the governor knew about any of this?
No, there is not. And U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman said that he is not expecting any other indictments related to the lane closures unless new facts emerge. And he would not comment about whether the governor knew about this and whether there was a cover-up that was in, you know, that the governor engaged in over the months when this was slowly coming out. So he said that is not of his concern. And his concern was that government employees who are supposed to be doing the business of the public were misusing a public asset. And that's what these charges are about.
David Wildstein is facing a maximum theoretical sentence of 15 years. I understand he's unlikely to get that much. David Wildstein's lawyer, in the meantime, repeated his claim from before that evidence exists, his words, that the governor did know about the scheme to punish the mayor of Fort Lee.
That's a tantalizing, you know, hint that maybe there is more information to come about the connections between the governor's office. And maybe the buck stops at Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni, because then the road travels to Bill Stepien. And we may never know who told Bill Stepien, the campaign manager for Governor Christie, to enact this scheme.
It's a case that still hangs over the presidential aspirations of Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. The lane closures on the George Washington Bridge between Manhattan and New Jersey in September of 2013. Nancy Solomon is the managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For his part, the governor, Chris Christie, says on Twitter this afternoon, "I had no knowledge or involvement in the planning or execution of this act." This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.